Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Texans wild card game day. You'll hear that 7:15, but obviously all sorts of lead up to it. We'll get you a truncated version of the drive that'll lead you into Texans countdown at 4:15, which will lead you into Mark Vandermeer, Andre Ware, John Harris on the call for Texans Steelers here on your home of the Texans. But now, question of the day, pursuant to that football game. What do you hope to see in this game? What do you think you'll see? And then also, or sorry, what do you want to see, right? And what do you fear you will see? 713-572-4610.
Well, I'll start. 713-572-4610, mm-hmm. as Reggie just said. Get in on that and Twitch and YouTube. What do you want to see? What do you fear? What I want to see is, it doesn't matter how quick and smart Aaron Rodgers is. Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson don't care. You know,
you want to see the what game was that where you had, was it the Titans game where you had Jeffrey Simmons busting through the line and sacking CJ Stroud in the fast? Yeah. You just want to see them do that.
Yeah. CJ, I mean, I keep my one little, caveat all week long last week and today has been, boy, this guy can, you know, nothing wrong with his arm. He still has his smarts. I want that to not matter because he does still have his arm. He does still have his smarts. But if you're getting blasted on the edges by Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson, just make it not matter. What I fear, and this is more of a sort of a bigger picture, longer term type thing, what I fear is those little hiccups, those little sort of scrapes and scratches in what this defense has been and what this offense has been, but really the defense over the course of the final couple of games, 2-3 games of the season, they don't go away. There was some struggles. There was some big plays given up, here and there. Quarterbacks made some throws down the field. Again, and it wasn't just the Colts game. It was all the way down the last three games or so. If that continues, that could be a problem with this guy. That could be a problem.
Okay. Yeah, I see what you're coming for there. I think you might be somewhat in the similar places. This 832 texter who said they're very worried about the Steelers' tight ends and running backs receiving out of the backfield, especially Gainwell, who seems to be a weakness for the Texans. It might be relative in your mind. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at FTN Fantasy. You know I'm going to throw some data at you. Mm-hmm. DVOA versus running backs. Mm-hmm. You want to know where the Texans rank as one of the best defenses versus running backs?
Where?
Third best. Mm-hmm. At DVOA versus running backs. I will look at the same number for tight ends for you right now. And this is where it gets a little interesting because the Texans are, let me see, we're second best. Like, they actually statistically, analytically have been pretty damn good at limiting production from both of those places. But I think you know that anecdotally, in some instances, there have been instances of things going pretty well. Now, you ask yourself, is this going to be one of those moments where it goes against the trend or it stays with the trend? I'm inclined to feel that the Texans are well-equipped to handle this portion of it. Some other things here on the text line. Somebody said, want to see a legacy game for CJ, but they fear the opposite. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get that understanding.
Oh, that's a good one.
Here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see the offense take a step in the playoffs, man. Mm-hmm. And I know it's the wild card, and I know that ship has sailed when it comes to us thinking it's about to be fireworks on this offense, but I do want to see them take a step. I want to see them score in the red zone and not settle for the typical field goals.
Yeah.
What I fear is the offense going to let us down to the point that they probably could lose this game. Mm-hmm. And the whole Swarm City defense and stuff kind of means nothing at this point because they out of the playoffs.
Well, if they get eliminated, it would be a very
it would be
empty
very
feeling.
Disappointing, very man. Empty. Very
It'd
disappointing.
Be more than empty. It would feel like a waste. It'd feel wasteful.
Yeah.
Because this defense, I feel very confident in calling it the best unit in all of these playoffs. I know that some people would say that maybe I should add arguably in there or top three unit in all these playoffs, but it's damn good. Mm-hmm. And it's the type of unit that should be at least on championship weekend. And so if that was not the case, that'd be frustrating. No need to bring that negativity over here, though. Although we are saying what you fear, so that is fair. One of the things that I am going to be honest, I hope to see a big Jaden Higgins game.
Oh, God, yes.
I hope to see a big Jaden Higgins game. That because be I huge. Think that would mean a few things. One, Higgins has done a good job getting downfield. He's probably been one of your more vertical elements in a season where we were looking at the wide receiver core and not seeing that real vertical element. That's one of the reasons why you look over at Tank Dell and you go, damn, it'd be nice if he were healthy, because you know that he brings that vertical element. He's done a little bit of that towards the end of this season. And so that would be one thing. And then that what that would also mean is I feel confident Nico would be getting his. That would mean that the Pittsburgh Steelers defense was in the torture chamber trying to figure out what to do with these two dueling 6'4 wide receivers running at him. I love the notion of that, you know?
Look, man, we're getting a variations of the same theme about what you, you know, want to see. It all comes back down to the pass rush and pressure and you know, suffocating Aaron Rodgers. But the same worry, different ways it's being discussed, it's our offense and turnovers. That's one tech.
Turnovers is a good one. They've been good about not turning over the football. I mean, it's a statistic that's been said a number of times this week. But that offense, this offense, funny as it's, you know, funny as it is, it has the fewest turnovers of any team in Texans history.
The
idea that they're just not going to turn the football over, they beat that drum so heavy that they actually made it to be the case.
Yeah.
So if you did see turnovers pop up, that would be quite a disappointment. How do you feel about this one from the 8-3-2? Expect to see us hold Pittsburgh under 20 points. That feels very reasonable.
Yes.
That's kind of law right there.
Yeah, that's been law. The name of the game, right?
Yeah.
Want to see the Texans run for 100 yards.
Oh, yeah. That would be enormous. I mean, both teams are going to try to do that. Let me ask you about this one. The Texans' downfall, how scared, their words, not mine, how scared the offense and D'Amico is. Now, what they're saying is conservative.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
And that kind of speaks to what you were talking about with the red zone, Figgy. Like, you want to see him sort of quote unquote go for it. I mean, I guess you could state the case it's the playoffs. Maybe they do that a little more. I think they're going to go the other way.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go the other way.
I mean, because, it sounds good to, hey, go for it. But I saw it last night with the Chargers.
Yeah.
How they tried to go for it and they couldn't get in.
And D'Amico's not wired that way.
I also think that, that maybe not to say that they are looking at the rest of these wild card games and making decisions based off of those. But you can make the argument that that was a lesson to be learned from the first five games of this wild card weekend, is sometimes it's actually okay to take the points. We might have over-indexed on aggression. And I don't want to blame this on analytics, as a lot of people will, because there's a lot of instances where you look up and you go, the analytics would say take the points there.
Yeah.
And there were teams that were very aggressive this wild card weekend, and it didn't always work in their favor. You just named one of them, in the Los Angeles Chargers. So maybe it will be, especially in a game where you look over at that team. I don't know that you're particularly fearful of their ability to run up the score on you, and you go, hey, kick these field goals at times. Now, of course, seven's better than threes every circumstance. But, you know, knowing that you have a Kaimi Fairbairn that they have a lot of confidence in, it might be worth being a little bit more conservative, at least in this game. I think that you get your job done on this game, then we have conversations to be made had about what you're – how conservative you are to be. But in this game, it might actually be beneficial and okay to be a little bit more conservative.
Yeah. And the 281, getting back to the segment we opened this hour with, I want a legacy game for CJ. I fear the opposite. I mean, you know, fair.
We mentioned that. Yeah. 832, maybe this is the way that you need to go about things. No need to be too complicated. I just want to see the Texans score more points than the Steelers today.
Well, sure.
You know what? Fair.
Didn't even think about it like that.
That's a great point. I just want to see a win by hook or by crook.
I'm over here wanting to see the offense do good. Yeah. Hey, just score more points.
Hey, just score. Hey, just score, right? Somebody said from the 929, as a Bears fan, I want to see Aaron Rodgers sacked 100 times.
Oh, boy.
I kind of want to see that, too. I just want to see this old man. I want him look like a deer in the headlights.
End his career.
Where he just be like, man, the game ain't in me no more.
Yep.
You just want to see the helmet turned around backwards on him.
Remember the last time we saw Big Ben? I want that type of game.
I love the way Figgy hates the Steelers, and not even because the Texans are playing them. Just I hate the Steelers.
Yeah, I just want to see him go out like that. Yeah. He's a Hall of Famer, all that crap. Cool.
Maim him.
Yeah. Yeah. Get him off the field.
Yes.
Want to see the team win. Fear will be playing catch up to do it.
Oh, boy, that's a big part of tonight's game.
Yeah, if you can establish the game script.
And what's catch-up? Is it
3 or is it 10?
It is behind, period.
If it's 10, that's tough
there. If you're behind at all, I think that ends up in that
It's
play.
One thing if it's 3 or you down 7.
Yeah.
But if you down double or two-score game.
Yeah, that's big.
And let me add this in here because we talked a little bit about Kaylee's role and making sure to set these guys up for success.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a Week 17 Los Angeles Chargers-esque starting script, opening script. I want to see a script that operates so well that, you know, you set yourself up for success and then you put pressure immediately on the Pittsburgh Steelers.
How about something like that Colts game? Was it 23? Last game of the season? Hey, Nico. I'll hit you.
Yeah, first play of the game.
I'll hit you.
75-yard bomb. Yep.
Yeah, just, hey, Jalen Ramsey.
Set the tone right
how
there.
How fast you running nowadays? Let's see. Yep. Yeah, maybe
yeah,
so.
Yeah, come in and set the tone.
Boy,
that'd be fun.
That would be wild.
Somebody says CJ hasn't thrown a 300-yard game this season. He won't start today. Offense complements defense. That's all.
Ain't nobody say you got to throw 300 yards.
That's right.
No, and I think
that's a better offense.
The name of the game has been like, hey, be excellent in the small places. We'll see if they can make that happen. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610 on a Monday, on a Texans wild card game day even. But coming up next, I want to go back to the other games of the wild card. Let's go around the NFL and break down some of the other lessons and takeaways from the wild card weekend that was. We'll do that next.